You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, here to chat about the division-winning Dodgers with Ken Vernick, who, of course, covers this team every day. And Ken, I don't think there's a question that this team is going to clinch, possibly in San Francisco, but you know, this time of year when teams kind of start losing games, when they're trying to clinch a division, it raises some eyebrows. I know that Don Mattingly has basically said that he doesn't want to talk about any of this until that postseason spot has been actually clinched. But, you know, they're in a little bit of a late season lull, but sometimes it's just a matter of just normal tiredness, isn't it? I mean, it's not as if these guys are playing tight or worrying that they're not going to win this thing. Maybe it's just a little fatigue.
Well, I don't know. I think it usually just comes down to pitching. And, you know, there's a pretty good fall off from Kershaw and Greinke down to whoever's going to follow them. And, you know, they sort of got blown out a little bit last night. And, you know, it wasn't Kershaw or Greinke starting. So I think that's really, on this team, it's pretty much who's on the mound for the first pitch pretty much determines what happens by the last pitch. So. They do have some injuries, though. I've said this before, it's probably the most brittle team I've ever covered. I mean, they get hurt almost every inning. Somebody's getting hurt. And Justin Turner is the latest third baseman who's outperformed any expectations. But he's been dealing with a knee problem all year, and it's not going away. And that led to Don Mattingly trying Chase Utley at third base for the first time in his career. And Utley had been working on that since he came over in the trade from the Phillies. And at least for the first opportunity, it went pretty well. And he seemed fairly comfortable. And so that gives him another option. If Turner doesn't bounce back the way they hope he will. And they've also got Corey Seager, who's been playing shortstop, while Jimmy Rollins has been hurt, and they can always, if Rollins comes back healthy, which is still up in the air, Seager could move over to third base and give Turner a breather. So they've got some options there, but they are hurt, and they've got some guys back in Arizona trying to get ready, Kike Hernandez and Yasiel Puig, Jose Peraza. You know, they don't want to talk about their postseason roster, but they've got some options. They've got a lot of players up on the team, active now, and they've got some decisions to make.
Yeah, I want to go back to Justin Turner for just a second. He had an MRI. The team is hopeful, but, I mean, are they just being, like, optimistic and maybe they're a little worried, or is it still, like, kind of remains to be seen if he's going to be able to be strong to finish the season?
Well, this has been sort of a manageable but nagging problem all year. He's got tendonitis. And he's got a bone bruise in there, and it's not going to heal while he's playing. And he needs his bat in the lineup. So he keeps playing, and it doesn't heal. And so they have to give him days off every once in a while that maybe other players don't need at his age. And Mattingly's done a pretty good job managing that, but it's flared up, and it isn't going away now. So they're hopeful that with a few extra days rest, it will go away, but it's the human body, there's no guarantee. And so while they're hopeful that he'll be back in time, they're also realistic enough to know that they need other options in case he isn't. And that's what led to Utley being worked at third base.
So I'm looking at the rotation on the depth chart. And, of course, I mean, and we've talked about this a lot throughout the season and certainly recently. And, of course, you have Kershaw and Greinke at the top. When it comes to the playoffs, the fifth starter is not really needed so much. He can be a swing man. He can go to the bullpen. But, I mean, just when you've been observing this team, obviously, every day all year, I mean, and you've covered the playoffs. You've covered them in the playoffs for the last several years. So, comparatively speaking, I mean, how much more concerned or more concern is there that there is so little beyond Kershaw and Greinke, considering that they have fallen short of what they have wanted to do every year they've been in the playoffs?
Well, you know, you have to think about how they went into the season. You know, they expected Hyunjin Ryu to be their number three starter, and he was good in the playoffs. And then they expected Brandon McCarthy to be their number four starter. Well, you know, within a few weeks of the beginning of the season, both those guys were out for the year. So they've been scrambling ever since and shuffling a lot of people in and out. Brett Anderson has emerged as a number three starter, but he was signed to be a number five starter. So that's where they are. They really have a rotation of 1, 2, 5, 6, and 7. That's where they are now. And so they weren't able to win in the postseason with Ryu as their number three, and they don't have a three, and they don't have their four. So, sure, it is a concern. And, you know, also the concern is, you know, Kershaw's history. While he's pitched well, he hasn't pitched well enough to get them into the World Series, and that's what they expect from an MVP and three-time Cy Young winner. So, yeah, there are concerns, there's questions. But this is, on the other hand, this is the team they have. They have Alex Wood, and they have Brett Anderson, and those are the guys they have behind Kershaw and Greinke, and that's not going to change.
And, of course, there's also the added element of home field advantage, which is extremely important, as we all know, for any team that's in the playoffs. So when they do get this thing clinched, they need to keep pushing. And there's that fine line between wanting to rest guys and make sure everyone's fresh for the playoffs, but also wanting to stay in it so that they can nab home field advantage to the best of their ability. So that's another thing that I guess Don Mattingly has to contend with before the season's over.
Well, he does, and even more so than resting tired players, what he's really hoping is he can get back injured players like Puig and Hernandez and Rollins and see, as he was able to do with Howie Kendrick, and it looks like Kendrick's now healthy and he can play, and unless he has a setback, they can count on him for the postseason. But these other players that I mentioned, they don't know yet. They haven't been back in games since their injury, so they don't know if they'll be able to play. And so you hope that at least they're back to be tested the last week of the season to see if they can handle game situations. And, of course, depending on how long Turner is out, the same applies to him. So it's this time going into the clinching in the final few games, it's not so much a matter of resting the tired players, but trying to test the injured players to see if they can hold up and whether they should be considered for the postseason.
Good points. As always, the Dodgers are one of the most interesting teams to be observing. So thank you so much, Ken. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, Allison, thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.